Yep, no, it's I've seen all that with when we did the anti-terrorism assistance training program as well. And again, the Egyptians were the worst abusers.
Oh,
They'd show up, they wouldn't attend class, they'd go shopping. So
but well, hopefully for them, they don't have to fight the Israelis. So I don't know. That's they're on their murder, death, kill list, along with Turkey. What'd you think of that gift that Erdogan gave everybody on from the NATO summit?
What do you mean?
So Erdogan gifted everybody, that was all the country leaders in NATO, he gifted them a revolver with six live rounds.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh
Oh,
yeah.
really?
I'm thinking, my idea on this is he's taken a chapter out of a Hitler's book. So in case the Red Army tanks are rolling down your street and you don't have anything else, break in case of emergency, load, plow your don't get taken prisoner.
Man, I
That's
didn't
what I'm
realize you did
thinking.
that.
Maybe
That's yeah, that's sort of a funky gift to give, for sure.
So he had a bunch of metrosexual men who just got pistols. They don't know what to do with. Yeah, that was.
Boy, yeah, no, that's well, that's something Trump's not going to keep at his bedside.
Yeah,
So,
that. Did you see the oh God, did you see the video? I guess it was the Iranians that put it out. We're gonna get you, Trump. It doesn't matter, you're in a plane, you're in a train, you're in your car, we're gonna get you one way or the
oh,
other. They're feeding the paranoia.
yeah, it is. Yeah, this is, well, Trump has really made a disastrous decision to restart this war,
Oh yeah.
because he's, it's like you've been in a gun battle, and let's say you're using like an M16, an M4, and you started off with 20 magazines, 30 rounds in each magazine. Well, after the first phase of the war, you've shot from that 20, you're now down to six magazines left. So you've expended the majority of your firepower. Now you restart the war and you got less firepower.
Yep.
So already in the past 3 weeks, the United States had withdrawn the B-52s from the UK. They've withdrawn F-15s from Jordan and F-22s from Jordan or from Israel, one or the other. So they've now got less aircraft, and the real kicker, the HIMARS right now, the only thing it can launch, they can, from if it's positioned in Bahrain, or even if it's positioned Qatar, the only missile that it can fire that's got the range to reach Iran is the PrSM, the Precision Strike Missile.
How many
What's
are
the
there?
problem there? Lockheed Martin's only per 56.
That's it.
That's for fiscal year 2027. That's all. Fiscal year 27, Lockheed Martin produced only 56.
Wow.
So, yes, you could say there's some limited, a few more ATACMS, except the problem is the ATACMS only fly half the distance, only about 150 miles tops. So the distance from, say, Qatar across to the other side is barely like 150 miles. So, you're right at the extreme limit of the ATACMS. So the ATACMS is not really an option. Then that leaves them to launch from the aircraft JASSMs or Tomahawks. And the problem with the JASSMs and Tomahawks those stories are being deleted as well, and they don't have an alternative supply system in place that will allow immediate replacement. So, but plus the Tomahawk needs 18 different rare earth minerals, and China's already holding up on those rare earth minerals. So this is, they got a big problem. on the
Yeah, they
supply
do.
side. And
Holy crap.
this is, it's really, it's biting him in the ass.
Well, have you seen that video from Professor Postol when he was going over hit rates for the back
Yeah, I
three?
saw that with Danny Day. I saw the one with Danny Davis.
Yeah, that one.
So, yeah,
Four,
and I
three,
thought that
four
was,
percent.
again, it showed that yeah, and on top of it, they're basically almost out of that missile,
Right.
the PAC-3 that is the air defense missile variant, and again, it's constrained supply chain constraints. Coupled with the production process is pretty slow. They can make, potentially, like one, two a week, may or one a week, I guess, one and a half. They're not producing, thousands of these at all. So, here's the real dilemma the United States has now picked. They say their goal, think back to your military days. Your goal is to degrade the Iranian defenses along the Strait of Hormuz that are used to fire at ships that are trying to violate the strait, trying to sail through the Omani lane of the strait. Well, what do you use? Well, the Iranians have a layered defense. They've got underwater drones. They've got many submarines, a few of those. They've got the surface level water driven drones. They've got speedboats with anti-ship missiles. Then they have coastal defense cruise missiles. Then they are, and again, these are scattered. There's a 200-mile perimeter north to south. From the north part of the strait to the southern part of the strait, which means the United States is having to literally try to bomb 1,000 targets. Oh, let's call it 700 targets. But it's not, so the U.S. doesn't have the size, the Air Force size, to attack all those targets at once. So, and it's going to attack. It will destroy, degrade some, but the Iranians turn around and replace it. Because they have replacements. And a lot of these systems are buried in caves that the United States can't damage.
But
Now,
here's
look
one
at it from
more.
the Iranian standpoint. Huh?
If you look at it too, it's cup-shaped, the territory on the
Yeah.
Iranian side. So if you're coming in at any of that
Yeah.
point, they can get you from multiple directions.
Yeah. Well, now look at it from Iran. What is their tactical situation? What are they looking at? They only have to attack 10 targets max to render the U.S. ability to attack Iran inert, because there are two, distance drones and combat aircraft. There's some air refueling that goes out of Ben Gurion, but the Israelis now are bitching about using those air refuelers or allowing them into Israel. So you got the two bases, Mawafiq al-Salti and the Prince Hassan Air Base in Jordan. Then you go to Oman, you got the Duqm naval logistics base that's used to resupply and support aircraft, U.S. aircraft carriers. You got Al Dhafra Air Base in U Emirates. That has some use by the U.S. military, as well as there's an oil refinery there that is used to produce the diesel and or the aviation fuel the U.S. so desperately needs. And w
Right.
when Iran takes that out, the U.S. is screwed.
Oh, yeah.
You've got Al Udeid Air Force Base in Qatar. You've got the Fifth Fleet headquarters in Bahrain and the Al Isa Air Base in Bahrain. You've got the Ali Salem Air Base in Kuwait, and you've got a ground base from which some of the missiles, or I guess from the P what's left of the PRSM, they're lost. That's it. So from a tactical standpoint, you're the Iranian military planner, man. All you have to do is just hit the same damn targets over and over and over and over, and
Yeah.
eventually you're going to wear them out.
Well, there was a
Whereas
report that said
the United States is going to wear itself out trying to attack 1,000 different targets.
Yeah. Well, there was a report that came out when the ceasefire first came on. 288 buildings partially or fully destroyed. 288. That's pretty much everything on those bases.
So that's again, would you rather be sitting in Iran's position to being able to retaliate with ballistic missiles that the US can't stop and to hit very specific target? Because it's not like the United States is operating from 500 different locations. That would be a different, that'd be a different challenge.
Right,
Or
right.
even 100 locations. Hell, even 50 locations. But we're talking 10.
Yep.
That is beyond manageable for Iran.
Did you hear? I don't know if you ever followed him, Professor, otherwise known in high school, teacher Zhang. The Chinese guy that just appears out of nowhere. He's so full of shit. But so he came up with this doozy that Trump has assembled an army of 650,000 combat troops, not just troops, but combat troops. He's hiding them somewhere, and they're waiting for winter, so it'll be nice and cool when they march in.
He didn't say that, did he?
He did. He did.
Did
And a combat troop, so you
Jesus
need another like
Christ.
3 million support troops, and he's hidden them in the age of satellites. He's hidden them somewhere. I guess they're all under a canvas. We're a mountain. We're a mountain. You don't see us.
That is the stupidest damn thing I've ever heard. But again, he doesn't know any better. He has no idea. He doesn't know a damn thing about intelligence, about military operations. I think anybody that gives him the time of day is a disgrace.
And he's everywhere. I mean, lately, I mean, quite literally, he is everywhere. And when he puts out, I mean, this is the guy that was talking about Pax Judea is going to take out the whole Middle East and North Africa. It's all going to be under Jerusalem or Tel Aviv, whichever you consider the capital. And the guy, I mean, the guy's he's getting he. I don't know who's pushing him. I don't know who's behind him. But
That's what's so odd is that he's getting such attention. I mean,
I
good
know
Lord.
it is. It absolutely is. It's an amazing thing. But yeah.
Because right now 650,000, that I think that's actually the current active duty strength of the U.S. Army plus the Marine Corps.
I think it was actually 450, 540. I might be
Now, I
wrong.
think,
I wonder how
well,
much it
so
is.
the U.S., I think, is around 450 to 460, the U.S. Army, and the Marine Corps, I thought, was around 160.
Well, let me
So I'd
check.
take out, let's say, around 620. Double check that right now.
Yeah, how
All right. I've
many service men in U.S. Army 2026? Okay, so the U.S. Army is 454,000. The whole U.S. military is 1.3, but the U.S. Army is 454,000. And let's see what the Marine Corps is. $172,000.
Okay,
Yeah,
that's
so
fine.
okay, so
Yeah.
six hundred
So
and twenty thousand.
if you take all of those, then you got his force that's there in hiding. Now, that means the United States has no other protection.
Wow, the Marines are that big? I was figured they were a hell of a lot smaller than that. I just never looked at the size of the Marine Corps. Wow. There's a lot more Marines than I thought there were.
I was a little surprised that it was that large, but so the Marines are there.
But then again, 454,000 U.S. Army, that doesn't mean they're combat soldiers.
Correct. Oh no, I know.
That's
Yeah,
all the
this
ash
is.
and trash. That's everything. That's the baker, the wine maker. It's everybody out there, and then some combat soldiers. But yeah, that the guy's making these kinds of idiotic statements, he's all over the place. Somebody's pushing him hard.
It's really absurd that he gets away with this and that he gets treated with any kind of seriousness. So,
You think he
but
may
it's
be
not.
Mossad? See, I was talking with Nima. Nima
Oh
thinks
yeah,
he's
no,
Mossad.
I think he is a deliberate information agent for Israel.
Because all his statements, I never really listened. I mean, I listened to one of his, and I was like, yeah, okay, maybe there's some sense. Listen to the second one, and when he started talking about Pax Judea, I was like, yeah, okay, that's enough. And then I just happened to stumble across the 650,000 men somewhere in the woods. So, but yeah, he pushed. I mean, a lot of people we know have had him on their shows, and apparently he's contacted them asking to be on their shows.
Yes. Well, I got contacted by, I'm not sure by him, by one of his quote representatives. And it's like, Larry, don't play that dude.
Did a representative speak perfectly good English with maybe a
Well,
little New York?
it was an email, and I should have kept it, to just, I blew it off. And so
It's amazing. Oh, I think he's absolutely a soft power agent.
Yeah, well, he clearly has an agenda. But again, what I don't get is I don't care if you're Professor XYZ. If you've never held a security clearance, if you've never worked in an intelligence or in a military unit to know how they operate, to know sort of, what people do, what they say, what's sort of a normal action, what's an abnormal action. And then all of a sudden you show up and want to be taken seriously? Really? This is absurd. And the fact that you're given any time of day for pretending that you have any kind of expertise is just, in my book, it's obscene.
Well,
Because you don't know what you're talking about.
be careful that lot of questions you just described.
Of course, it doesn't help that when, like, with respect to Ukraine, we've seen a number of retired generals, who were, major lieutenant generals, major generals, go on air and just say the stupidest stuff, like right now, saying that, oh yeah, well, what we need to do is a ground invasion of Iran, land troops on Karg Island. Yeah, let's do that. Let's see how that works out. Hopefully they'll put you at the front of the pack, because then you ask the first question. I've thought it through. There are only three routes in. Route number one is an amphibious landing. Well, that's out because you can't get any landing crafts into the Persian Gulf without the ships getting blown to hell. That leaves you with either landing in an airplane, which again, even with a C-17, my understanding is the combat load for that is about 126 soldiers. Whereas with a C-130, it's 90. So take your pick. The C-17 is a big ass plane compared to the C-130. And how many troops would you need to land to take control of Karg Island? 100, one plane load, or
No.
1,000, 10 plane, 1,200, 10 plane loads, or do you need like 2,400? My guess is you might need more towards 2,400, but then all of a sudden, the immediate logistics requirements to sustain that many soldiers in the field, particularly in the midst of a blazing hot summer, is just,
50 degrees, 100% humidity.
yeah.
You're absolutely right. Alternative to that, Trump just going to have to demand money from his victims, I mean his allies, and take 20% of whatever goes in.
Yeah.
Oh wait, he did propose that, didn't he?
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, we're looking at, but the notion that Trump's even, supposedly entertaining a ground in operation. So, all your Again, if it's anything like trying to insert a small unit into any of the islands, car, camps, or whatever, you can't sustain them. And the Iranians have made clear, you land them, we're going to kill them. The only thing you're going to get back are body bags.
I mean, Trump has really got a hard on for Carg. I think he actually believes once he takes Carg, he's got all the oil. He doesn't seem to notice there's a big pipeline that runs from the mainland to Carg Island. You can see it on satellite images.
Right.
That kind of means they just switch him off, maybe, kind of.
Well, he's got himself a new war, and he's fighting a new war without the capability to sustain it.
This, by the way, takes back to the U.S. Congress that supposedly slapped down his War Powers Act extension to Operation Freedom, Epstein Fury 2.0. And now he's got Epstein Fury 3.0. They don't vote, he just tells them, and off he goes.
Oh, we're starting a new war. This is the old war was settled. We won that, don't you know?
Yeah.
Okay, let me see.
Well, he's
You
got to have
won
a new
that.
victory every week or two. Come on, he gets
So
lonely.
it, so if you won that war, why do you need to start a new one?
Well,
That's an interesting question.
yes. Well, they got to keep the gravy train going. So, who do you think? Okay, I know you got to run here in a minute. Last question.
Sure.
Over under. Nature hates a vacuum, abhors a vacuum. Who's the next warmonger in chief to take place to take the place
Lindsay, the little
of
old
light in
lady
the
from South
loafers
Carolina.
Nancy Graham there? Yeah.
I think it's going to be Ted Cruz, but the
Oof.
reality is, nobody. Nobody's got the charm that Lindsay had.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah. I mean, Tucker made Ted Cruz look pretty stupid. So I
oh
think
my God.
that's got to stick for a while.
He would have made, see, this is the difference between Lindsay and Ted. Lindsay was smart enough not to go one-on-one
Yeah.
with Tucker. At least he knew and he understood. Now, that boy's got more brain power than me. Cruz is such an arrogant ass that he really thought he could handle Tucker. Man, he ran into a buzzsaw.
Yeah, he did.
So.
Oh, yeah, he did. My favorite line from Cruz was, "I wanted to be the best defender of Israel in the U.S. Senate." Yeah, not the interest of the people that voted for me. Screw them. They're the peasants.
What about this America First? Oh, forget about that. America's it takes a back seat to Israel. Israel's number one.
If you are a private citizen, you have absolute right to believe that. But when you're a government official, an elected government official, there's the people that elected you. Why the hell aren't you paying attention to them?
Correct. Correct.
Insane, insane. So, what do you think is going to happen before our next talk? Trump expands the war. Trump loses the war.
Well,
Trump
I
starts a war with
think
Mars.
I think Trump's gonna he's gonna have to do another 180.
Yeah.
He can't, he's gonna find out this is not sustainable, and particular as the price of oil is gonna continue to rise. That again, that's the and it's not just the price of sweet oil. It is again, the thing people need to understand. This is a sour crude. Heavy sulfur oil crisis. Without that, or without a sufficient supply of that, you're going to have deficits already with diesel, aviation fuel, and Russia ain't helping the matter because they're saying, yeah, we got all this diesel. Well, we're keeping it for ourselves.
Oh,
Screw you. I
Russia,
mean, they'll share it with China, but that's about it.
Russia always has a block on export of diesel at this time of year. It's crop season. You're either planting it or a couple of weeks later, you're starting to collect it, at least in the South. And everything runs off diesel. So this is nothing new. I mean, they make a big stink out of it every time. Ah, see, the Russians are running out. That's why they're not. But they do it every single day. I mean, well, every single year.
Let me get just close with get your quick opinion on this. It looks like now with Peskov's prior statements last week that this is now a war. It's not a special military operation. That Putin's turned the corner, and that the what Russia is going to be pursuing going forward is more on a war footing than his SMO footing. You think that's accurate?
Yeah, but it's still not a war. I mean, a war is a declaration of war. It's an actual judicial term. It's a functional ability term for the government. It may be an ATO, anti-terrorist operation. They may be going down that route because they have intensified, but it's still not a war. War is when the government comes up and goes, "Hey, nice pickup. We need it. Here's your receipt. Go pick up some money. Now we're at the end of all this for." Your truck ain't ever coming back. Thanks. Bye. That's a war. So I don't think we're fighting one yet. It could go there, though. It could.
Yeah, I think it's avoiding it's going to be very, very difficult.
Yeah, even when you know you're falling into a trap, sometimes you got no choice but to step into that trap and then do the best you can with it. But that's how it works.
So,
Unfortunately. Larry,
all right, buddy, I
I
got
know
to
you got to
jump.
run, and I want to thank you very much, and looking forward to seeing you again soon.
Yep, see you next Friday. I've got it down on, it's on the schedule always for every Friday.
Oh,
Or
we're
every Tuesday.
Tuesday, yeah.
Yeah, next
All
Tuesday.
right.
All right,
Cheers,
bye.
man.
Yep.